This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. American Indian tribes may soon have a greater say in what happens at University of Minnesota campuses across the state. Reporter Melissa Townsend has that story and more.
A few years ago, leaders at the University of Minnesota Office of Equity and Diversity were urged to update the school's policy on how they consult with American Indians.
Some tribal leaders weighed in and said, if you're revising policy, you really have to consult with Indian tribes.
That's where Tad Johnson comes in. He's a member of the Boys Fort Band of Ojibwe, and he's a professor in American Indian Studies at the University of Minnesota Duluth. He was tapped to meet with the leaders of all 11 tribes and American Indian students and faculty across the 5 University of Minnesota campuses. For more than 2 years, Tad and his colleagues Rick Smith and Tammy Lawler got an earful.
We got the comment several times that the University of Minnesota is a land-grant institution, and they have to remember where the land came from.
Now, each university campus already has an American Indian Advisory Board made up of students and faculty. And those boards can meet with their campus chancellor to share their experiences and hopefully impact policies on campus. But when Tad was meeting with tribes around the state, he heard them say they wanted greater access to top university leadership.
So that tribal sovereignty is constantly enhanced. Programs for American Indians are constantly moving forward and being improved or kept the same if that's what they want. A lot of folks talked about being culturally sensitive when the university does research.
The goal is for the university to be a destination institution for American Indians across the country. So Tad Johnson and his team drafted a proposal for a new advisory committee. It would be a university-wide Native Nations Advisory Board, and it would have representatives from each of the 11 tribes in Minnesota. The board would meet quarterly and have direct access to the university president.
This board will offer meaningful consultation in matters related to research and discovery, teaching and learning, outreach and public service aspects of the missions of the university as it affects Native people.
This proposal for a new university tribal advisory board is currently being reviewed by university officials. In other news, Fond du Lac photographer and retired wildland firefighter Vern Northrup has a new photography exhibit in Duluth. It's called Ishkote. That's the Ojibwe word for fire. The show features photos Northrup took at a fire on Stockton Island last October. It was the first managed burn on the island in nearly 100 years. Vern Northrup says natives in the region used to burn small patches of land regularly.
I remember watching my relatives burning for different things, burning for strawberries, burning for blueberries, you know, burning around the rice lakes to help give more nutrients into the rice lakes, or burning for just an opening in the woods so that, you know, you can hunt there because, you know, animals gravitate towards those little openings.
Those fires were outlawed by white settlers in the early 1900s and only became legal again about 30 years ago. Northrup says this managed burn on Stockton Island was especially meaningful to him.
They asked me to light the first spark. That was a great honor. They did a ceremony and they asked for help and having a good burn and, you know, hoping nobody gets hurt.
He says, according to Ojibwe teachings, fire is a spirit.
It's a spirit that's older than all of us, just like the spirit of the rock or the ground or the spirit of the moon or the spirit of the sun. They're all way older than us.
With this exhibit, Vern Northrup wants to highlight suicide awareness. He says 17 wildland firefighters took their own lives last year. That's an especially high number of suicides. One of those lost was his own grandson.
So I'm going to dedicate this show to Shingwak, my grandson. And he was a firefighter. I love him and miss him. And I'll never understand why he hurt himself. But this show is for him.
The show is on display at the American Indian Community Housing Organization in Duluth, now through February 8th. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.